something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. When you start in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4, you find precious Jesus. He's with his disciples. And they go into the city of Samaria. And Jesus has a word of knowledge. He has a word of knowledge about a woman that has suffered several things from several men. And that woman is coming to get water. And he knows the moment that woman sees several men, she would flee. Jesus says, "Excuse me, boys, can you go get food quickly?" They say, "What kind of food?" He says, "Just go get food, all right, quick." And so they leave. And Jesus is sitting, waiting for the lady to come. She comes in. She wants to get water. She doesn't talk to Jesus. She notices that he's a Jew. He's dressed like a Jew. So, she feels, I'm safe. He doesn't know me anyway. So now she's trying to get water. Jesus says, "Woman, get me some water to drink." She says, "Who are you? You're a Jew. You're not supposed to be asking me for water." Jesus said, "If you knew the one asking you for water, you would ask him for water." See, now Jesus is comfortable. He knows his daughter. "If you knew the one asking you for water, you would ask him for water." Because here was a woman who could not stay alone. Always wanted a man. Always wanted what she could get from a man. "I want a man to take care of me." She was a taker. So Jesus said, "No, the master knew how to get her. If you knew the one talking to you, you would ask." Because she was always asking for something. And so that got her attention. Ask. You don't have a bucket. You don't have a cup. So how are you going to get that water? Jesus said, "Good. Who called your husband?" She says, "I don't have a husband." Jesus said, "Yep, you're right. You've had enough of them. 5 men. And now you are living with a man that is not your husband." She said, "You must be a prophet." Praise God. You know the rest of the story. And Jesus led that woman into the kingdom. She believed. And she ran into the city and shouted to the people, "Come, see, I love Jesus. Here's a woman who was hiding from everybody. She was hiding from everybody. Couldn't come to the well when others came. She had to sneak into the place. But after she met Jesus, now she has confidence. She said, 'Come, everybody.'" Hallelujah. Her self-image changed. she's telling everybody, come see a man that told me everything I ever did in my life. Come! Is this not the Christ? Come! She showed herself unashamedly. Come! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, if you'll only listen to Jesus and believe Him, when He tells you, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruits, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you. I've chosen you. It says you didn't choose me. You didn't have enough sense to choose me, but I chose you. No matter how dirty you were, I chose you. I picked you. When you accept that, you say, yes, Lord. Yes, I believe in your choice. If I'm your choice, I believe in me. See, I didn't think I could do it, but you chose me. And I know you're wise. If you chose me, then you have confidence in me. Then I believe in me, because I believe in you, and I'm your choice. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Then you find Jesus. He's a master strategist, always walking with the Holy Ghost. He doesn't use the same style twice. Why? Because he doesn't have a style. See? What does he do? He said, I do what I see with my Father. He said, as I watch my Father, I work. I do what I see him do. Now look at this. Jesus reached out to this woman. Sometimes, you see, there are those that we have to reach out to. You understand that? There are those that we have to reach out to. We notice someone who's sitting quietly over there, and we go and sit beside that one. And we say, can I be of help to you? A total stranger. Jesus was a stranger to her. But Jesus encountered this woman and brought her out of her shell. The feeling that she wasn't anything. Jesus gave her a new self-value. That's soul winning, brothers. That's soul winning. You go to that one that's lonely. That one that's alone and nobody's helping. And you take a chair and sit down. Lead that one to Christ. And then we find a man is introduced to Jesus. Someone can be introduced to you. And Jesus is wonderful. He knows the kind of man that's introduced to him. Because he can see him. And you know, Jesus could look with the eyes of the Spirit and understand what's going on. Nathanael is introduced to Jesus. Wonderful. And Jesus pays him a compliment. He says, wow, you're a great guy. That's exactly what Jesus said. You've never read it? That's what he said. Sir, I saw you when you were under the tree. You're great. You're not an ordinary Jew. See, someone's introduced to Jesus. Jesus makes him the subject, makes him comfortable. See, this guy here who introduced him to Jesus is already acquainted with Jesus. And there's a new fellow that's brought to Jesus. And Jesus builds his image. You look great. You look wonderful. If he had been introduced as a banker, Jesus would have said, wow. I see you're a banker with a difference. afterward, Jesus talked to Nathanael, and the man was comfortable. And Jesus said, you know, I saw you when you were under that tree over there. And he said, oh, you saw me. His eyes lit up. You did. You must be the teacher of Israel. You must be the Messiah. Because somebody already told him, Jesus the Messiah. And he said, never. Nothing good comes out of Nazareth. Did you say the man's from Nazareth? No, nothing good comes out from that. And he said, come and see. So when he got to Jesus, he was already... See, I want you to understand Jesus, why he disarmed the man with his compliments. Because the guy was coming tough. And Jesus knew, no man who's so tough that doesn't get disarmed with a compliment. See, when someone who doesn't like you shows up and you say, wow, I like what you're wearing today. See? I like your voice. You could be a great singer, something. You're great. Because he's expecting you to say, you sinner. And then he can point his finger back at you and say, you! Nothing good comes out of Nazareth, you false prophet! But not Jesus. He says, wow, you righteous man, no guile in your life. He said, a man in whom is no hypocrisy. That's the way Jesus described, he gave him, you know, I mean, he wouldn't believe any holy thing to come out of Nazareth. Jesus gives him all the credit for holiness. Imagine the Son of God telling somebody, you are so righteous. The guy said, wow, you know me. But you see, from then on, he admired Jesus. He just believed in Jesus. And all that time, his friend said, I told you. And did you know he followed Jesus? Became one of his disciples.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org.